path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Good. Glad to
no
hear
No problem. How was your trip?
It was good.
Good.
A little road trip.
Yeah. You went to Colorado.
Went to Colorado.
I wouldn't say concerned. Curious is the word. I almost said concerned for some reason. But when I text you, I said, what's it like? You said you're in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
When I think going to Colorado, I think like, I don't know, like a gravel pathway somewhere to, like an A-frame house with a hot tub and,
like a balcony
by somewhere, you know?
Yeah, that or a ski resort, right? One of
the
two.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like last time we went during the lockdown because it was one of those things that people were like, hey, you can do this during lockdown. Mm-hmm. And we went to a place called Leadville, which I think they said is like the highest populated town, you know, not stoned high, but altitude high.
Yeah.
And we rented like a little Airbnb and you're way up in the mountains. And I mean, you can feel yourself kind of like trying to adjust, especially as a middle-aged guy. Like, am I going to be okay? Mm-hmm. But this was, we were in Boulder. And so, I mean, the mountains are there, but you're at the foothills, which I'm pretty sure just means you're at the bottom. You haven't gone up the mountains
and there's
yet.
Hills.
Yeah. But anyhow... it was very nice, but yes, the reason we went there, it doesn't matter, but it was because things coincided with Brooke's family, and she had family there that was going to be doing work stuff. So yeah, we ended up in this, it was much more expensive to rent a place in Boulder, shocking, as opposed to if you went to the suburb, and the suburb was, I guess what you, I mean, it'd be like Overland Park in Kansas City.
Okay.
So you get on the interstate, and 8 minutes later, you're there, and it's like a tenth of the price or whatever, and you're just in this nice neighborhood, and there's a lot of these places that have been set up for Airbnbs, and and then that way, once you know you decide what you're going to do that day, you're close to everything. So,
okay,
you know, I'd never been to Boulder before. If I have, I've only driven through it.
I've never been. I've been to Denver once. A buddy of mine who seemed familiar with it said that Boulder is like when he used to go when he was little.
Mm-hmm.
Boulder was like, you know, an hour away, and there was nothing in between.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, Boulder's basically Denver.
Yeah, it's just a suburb.
It's a suburb of Denver. It used to be its own city an hour away. So you're still like an hour away from downtown Denver, but you'd never know it because you're just traveling through suburbs.
I didn't realize that they were that close together. I've been to Denver before. I guess I knew that Boulder was not too terribly far away, but I always thought of it as its own thing. The truth is, as soon as you get on the interstate, you can see the Denver skyline down there most of the time. So
it's just become kind of a faraway suburb.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me, at least. I don't know. Like, it didn't feel like we were that far.
He said like Ann Arbor to Detroit.
Probably.
Right, like it's its own thing. It's got its own stuff, but
it's also...
It's like there's a big city
right
real close to you.
Right. I do have something funny to tell you, though.
Okay.
So Brooke's dad... I'm glad I remember to tell you this. I can't believe I remember to tell you this. Brooke's dad went out to a bar on, I don't know, we'd done something on hiking. Yeah, her whole family was there. And we'd done some stuff that day, and then on the way home, I gave him a ride. I don't remember what we were doing, but he wanted to stop at a bar. So going to a bar, there is a guy sitting there chatting with everyone. You can tell he's kind of a popular guy, right? And then you hear people say, like, you know, so... how's the team doing, or how's the team going to be this year? Something along those lines. So it's clear they're talking about sports, and this is a sports bar. So anyway, this guy leaves, says, all right, guys, you know, I'll see you tomorrow or whatever. And someone turns to Brooke Stanton and goes, do you know who that was? And he's like, no. And the guy goes, that was Jamie something. Okay. And he's like, okay. And he goes, from the Avalanche?
Oh, really?
And he goes, What's the Avalanche?
No.
What's the Avalanche? And the guy goes, Denver's hockey team or hockey team? And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, man, I know you're not into sports, but, right. you know.
A cursory knowledge would be nice.
Like, the you know, being in Denver at a sports bar, you know, the Denver adjacent, as we just right. pointed out, at a sports bar. But it, you know what? It brought up that old thing. Because remember years and years ago.
Who was it?
I don't know. His, okay. They kept saying his name was, I think it was Jamie. He's not a player. He's a former player. Okay. And now he does something for the team. He works in some regard for the team. But, I mean, the way they said it was almost like, you know, he was good enough that you should know who he was. But it's like, eh, I remember that. I think it was Mike and Mike that had that conversation
Jamie
years
McGinn.
Ago.
Jamie McGinn.
Is that him? That might be right. You know, I'll bet Kevin would remember, actually, if I texted him. He might remember the name. But, There was a thing, a discussion about hockey years ago, and I think it was on Mike and Mike's show, and they said the problem with hockey is that you can be in a sports bar, and two of the most famous hockey players in the world could walk into that sports bar, and the sports fans at that sports bar probably wouldn't recognize them. So it was kind of interesting to see, oh, well, I mean, I know he's a local, but still, running into a hockey player, former hockey player, at a sports bar. NHL, not necessarily known for being great at making stars. But I'm sure regionally people have some idea what they look like and who they are.
Like,
right?
I would know. I wouldn't know. That's the thing. I wouldn't know anybody from the Colorado Avalanche.
Right. Now, that's
but if
your
I was
rival,
in a bar,
right?
Yeah, you were. Right. I mean, I would probably, if Patrick Waugh walked in, I would know. I'd be like,
okay.
Even if he walked in here right now, I'd be like, I think that's Patrick Waugh.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'd be, yeah. It would be.
Let me look him up.
Well, no, I would be like, why is he here?
Why would he be here? Right.
But if I was in a bar in Denver, I'd be like, dude, that's Patrick Waugh.
Right. Makes more sense.
Right.
Yes.
If he was here, I'd be like,
yeah.
That's odd. Yeah. Why is that French dude in skinny jeans here?
Right.
Makes sense to me.
And if someone said from the Avalanche,
right, yeah.
you'd know what that is. By the way, this is not embarrassing to her dad. He doesn't care
right.
at all.
No,
he's not embarrassed by this. He thought it was funny. Like actually he didn't even think it was that funny. I'm like, you said what's the Avalanche? And he's like, "Oh, I don't know the Avalanche." I'm like, "I know, but still it's just he's like, I wasn't thinking hockey. I don't know."
Yeah. But I think it's like, you know, I mean, it's hockey. It's a very regional sport. It's like if, you know.
Like baseball, kind of.
It's, I think if Graham Zusi walked in here, you'd know who he is.
Right, I know.
But if he walked into a bar in Cleveland.
Right.
You'd have to be a real soccer fan, right?
Right. Even if the biggest MLS
And he's like,
stars.
To me, I use him as because, you know, he was all over BuzzFeed and just a giant, massive star.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. And I think, he doesn't look like everyone else.
No, I mean,
so
he's,
you can
you
spot
know,
him.
Very handsome. And still, I think people just be like, ooh, that guy's something. That's
exactly.
what you mean,
you
right?
You have this idea. Yeah, right. you're like,
and if people were talking to me, like, yeah, that guy's something, but was he in movies? Is he, right. you wouldn't know, you know?
No, just something better than me, I'm sure of that. But
right.
I don't know exactly what. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, the.
They
the
don't do, you know, a lot good. Of sports don't do a good job of that, really.
I mean, I don't know if it's the sports
ball.
People always say that.
Basketball, you know, like, you know? Football's tough, too, because you mostly see them in helmets.
Right.
Unless they're giant stars. Like, they're giant stars, like Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, right? But, if you know, I even say, if Josh Allen, you were in a bar in Memphis and Josh Allen walked in, would you know?
No. I mean, if someone said, do you see that guy? Do you know who he is? And I stared at him. Then I might go, wait.
Right. But if Travis Kelce walked in, I think anybody in the world would know. But take the Taylor Swift stuff out of it. Patrick Mahomes, I think anybody would know, right? I mean, there are those people. Aaron Rodgers.
A lot of quarterbacks, yeah, that you would probably know. If you're a football
fan. With the exception of Wayne Gretzky.
That's the only one I would know. Wayne Gretzky's the only hockey player I think you could show me.
If he walked in, he'd be like, yeah, of course, that's Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, if he walked in, I could spot him. He's the only one. I thought about that, and I thought, well, Laszlo might try and say there was somebody else, but not for me.
Yarmir Yager?
Never heard the name.
Okay, I would know him. I mean, if he still looks the same with that long, flowing mullet, I would know, yeah. But you're right. You'd
That's
be hard pressed.
Hockey you know? Players used to have that look. I don't know if they still do, but they used to. When I was a kid, they had the mullets. And,
if it wasn't a Detroit Red Wing, I wouldn't know.
No.
You know, right. And maybe even the Red Wings today, I'd be like, I have no idea.
And it's
I
not
see
the
my
same
friends on Facebook posting about it all the time. You know, Red Wings in the playoffs, struggling, blah. And I'm like, man, I do not know any of these players
right,
anymore.
I've right.
just been away for so long.
Baseball has more stars, too. I mean,
it does. You know baseball players.
You know more baseball players. If they're a good, it doesn't even matter if they're playing for a small team now, especially at a sports bar. You know, that whole analogy that they used on that show was you could be in a sports bar amongst sports fans, and the you know these big hockey players could walk in and no one knows. Yeah, that's not going to happen with baseball players. People are going to know. Even if they're playing for a smaller team now at the end of their career or whatever, people are going to recognize them.
And basketball players.
Basketball players for sure.
Yeah, probably maybe the most.
Basketball does a...
Good job
again,
of making them stars.
People say they do a good job. I don't know if that's actually the league's doing at all, or if it's just the way endorsements work and whether or not these brands like to have these types of athletes endorse their products, or if it's because these brands are recognized more nationally, just, you know, kind of in a natural
baseball
way.
It's kind of the same thing, though. They'd have to be a big star.
It would have to be a big star.
I don't know. I mean, I think Bobby Witt's probably a pretty big star. If he was in a bar in Cleveland, I don't know that people would be like, hey,
no,
that's Bobby Witt.
No, for sure, no. But if you're at a sports bar with sports fans, and you have there's a lot
a
more
too,
stars.
Like, damn, that dude's 7 foot tall.
Well, that's
and
part of it.
Like, well,
that's
yeah.
Part of it. You automatically know.
Right.
I mean, that kid that plays for, who won this week? UConn, right? Did he win? Well, how tall is that guy? Like 7 foot four?
Oh, well, there's two of them, but I think you're talking about the guys who lost, Purdue.
Oh, does he play for Purdue? Is that who he was? The guy who's Canadian, Asian, his mom's Asian or something?
He's Asian. Zach Edey, I think.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
7 foot four.
Well, there's another guy out there that was 7 foot tall. You know, I read a stat, and I probably said on this before, but if you're over 7 foot tall, you have like a 40% chance of playing the NBA.
That's okay. Well, that answers my next question, because I really thought as I see that, I'm like, well, don't you have to play in the NBA if you're 7 foot tall?
It's like crazy.
You'd have
to. It may not be 40%. Somebody should Google, but the numbers, it's one of those things where I read it one time and I was like, okay, well, there's probably not that many people who are over 7 feet tall.
Right.
But still, that number is massive.
It is.
It's like, even if it's 20%, it's like, what?
Also, you probably know.
Every 2 out of 10 people.
It's a lot. And you probably know at a young age, though, if your kid is going to be 7 foot tall, I'm sure he's showing signs.
I get it. I would just think that probably at 7 feet tall, there's a lot of unathletic people. Like, I would think to be 7 foot tall and athletic is not a combination you would see often, but apparently you do 40% of the time.
I don't know. Don't you feel like you've seen a lot of 7 foot whatever ball players who didn't look super athletic?
Well, they don't look like the littler guys, but they're still athletic.
I guess they're athletic enough to get the job done. But yeah, it feels like if you're that tall, you have to.
Right.
I mean, everything else that comes with that is most of it's going to suck. You can't fit in a shower. You can't fit in a car. You can't fit in an airplane. You can't fit anywhere. If you're over 7 foot tall, you can't fit. So you got to try and get rich playing basketball at the very least. What were you going to say? Speaking of which, did I see...
Oh, would you know O.J. Simpson if you walked into a bar?
I would. Well, you know, I don't think that's going to happen now, though.
No.
Yeah.
An American hero.
A lot of mixed emotions about...
Well, I mean, he was falsely accused.
Right. I'm sure we'll get into that later today.
Accused American.
Figured that would come up today.
Paid a price that, you know, he shouldn't have.
Ultimately, always be known for the one thing he couldn't run away from. You get it? I heard someone say that on the news today, because he ran.
Cancer?
No, being a killer.
Couldn't
run away from. We couldn't run away from the cancer either. You know what? That's good. But he wasn't a killer. He'll be known for.
He walked out of that courtroom a free man.
You're not going to think of O.J. as the cancer guy 10 years from now. You will?
Yeah, wrongly accused guy.
Was it prostate cancer?
They just said his family said he died of cancer.
Well, they had announced that he had cancer.
I didn't know that.
Around that time when King Charles, there was all this talk about. I was texting a buddy of mine,
and it just came up my phone. O.J. Simpson died. And then he was like, that's crazy, man. There's something fishy about that, O.J. Simpson dying. Like, that's crazy. And then I was like, he was 76, and he goes, God damn, we're old. Like, no, there's nothing.
It's not fishy.
He just still looks like, to my mind, he's still in that Bronco.
Of course.
And he's, you know.
Of course. He's
in the airplane movies and, you know, Naked Gun or whatever.
Yep. No.
He's 76. He's like,
oh.
I forgot how old I was and how old people older than me are. Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Well, big news today, Laszlo. Not just OJ, Shohei.
OJ and Shohei.
OJ and Shohei. It's the day of.
And that's a guy, girl, pop, emo band. Also a good name for any band if you're just OJ and Shohei.
I thought of a good name for a band yesterday.
Shojay.
What was it? Oh, Canadian Lesbians. What do you think? Canadian Lesbian. Canadian lesbian.
Just one?
Lesbian Canadian. Maybe that's what it was. Lesbian Canadian. What do you think?
I think we could kick that around.
We could do better.
I don't know if I like... No, I do like it. I just don't know if I like Canadian Lesbians.
Yeah.
Or Canadian Lesbian.
Yeah. I think
Canadian Lesbian sounds like a movement.
Yeah.
Canadian Lesbians sounds like a group of things, but Canadian Lesbian, that sounds like it's important.
Well, we'll kick it around for a while.
I like Canadian Lesbian. What kind of music is it?
I was thinking, you know... Some sort of poppy kind of post-grunge alt, you know what I mean?
Like twee pop, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. That would work.
So it's not
It's not pop.
It's not
punk.
Female militant rock.
No.
I go with the S. I put the S on the end.
Okay.
I think if it's a real female militant punk rock band, I'd just go Canadian lesbian.
Not so militant.
Yeah, a little Canadian more twee pop. I go Canadian lesbians.
I like it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo. What's going on?
Well, so besides the OJ news, mm-hmm. that was very big news today. There was another story that I, well, this sports related too, but Shohei.
His interpreter charged with $13 million or something?
Yeah, they're saying that he's the one who did it. So, you know, this kind of debate about whether or not Shohei was betting on sports and trying
right.
to.
Right. And me and you got into it. I wouldn't say get into it, but a nice.
Yeah, just
you know,
like which is more
high
likely.
High-tempered. Debate that neither one of us knew the correct answer to. Mm-hmm. I don't know what those are called, but, you know.
Discussion.
A discussion, but where both people thought they were right.
Yeah, well, I think but we were both kind of saying, like, you know, we're leaning this way, we're leaning
this way.
Yeah,
both people think they're right, but I like those discussions when both people think they're right, and there's no way to know.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's why it gets a little bit more heated, I guess.
Just
a heated
have the
discussion
evidence
about, because there is no evidence. It really is, well, hey, dummy. When you realize, like, if this happened, and then this happened, and you're like, no, because if this happened, then I would do this. But you don't have really any evidence, so you're just, the only evidence I have is that I argued with everyone about that, and not one person was like, yeah, I think you make a good point. Everyone I talked to, from my kids to you to my friends, Mike, Matt, whoever I could talk to, they're all like, no, dude, gamble on baseball. I'd be like, but what about? And they're like, no.
So, for people who don't know, I think most people know by now, the highest paid baseball player ever.
No, but somebody said that's an agree to disagree. It's not an agree to disagree because it was a disagree to disagree.
Yeah, I guess I don't really know the difference.
We just stopped talking, but neither one of us.
Yeah, I said I thought he was probably betting on sports.
I'm a little angry. I feel now, like agree to disagree is like, maybe you have a point. Who knows? I agree to disagree.
The betting,
I feel like we left, like, I'm like, that guy doesn't, he's an idiot.
The betting baseball part, I don't know. I can't remember what your friend said about the betting baseball part. I had no reason to believe that baseball was part of it or not. And if
right.
you thought that baseball would get him in trouble, then probably not, right?
Right.
I thought it was weird that, you know, I always think it's weird when these guys gamble like this, when they're making this much money, but it's not weird because it happens all the time. They
yeah,
have the money,
man.
And they do it, and we read that whole
thing.
Well,
it's the same thing. Like, I get it. I get what you're saying, but it's an addiction.
Right.
So it's like, hey, you're making all that money. Why are you getting women pregnant all the
right.
time? Why
right.
are you going to
making
sex workers?
Decisions.
Why are you drinking? Why are you doing blow? Why are you doing all this stuff? Because you're a percentage of the population acts that way.
Right.
And just because you've now become... it's that I would imagine that percentage is on the level everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, and when you have extra
like a percentage
money
of
to
people
gamble,
really
it
like
makes
to gamble.
Sense that
right.
you are more likely to do it. If you don't have any money to gamble, it's going to be a little harder to get hooked on it. Now, people
right.
do it.
Well, yeah, because
but,
now once you lose it, now you need it.
Yeah, and if it you would, win you, something when you don't have anything, that'll help you get hooked. But if you have
right.
nothing,
well, it's also
you
if
don't
you're
win,
making $700 million, you're like, well, so what? I lost.
Exactly. So
I told you one time I was at the casino. It was either here or Seattle. I'm trying to think, but A-Rod was playing.
Mm.
And I thought about pushing all in, and I was like, I can't push all in against this guy. That I don't have an all in against him.
What does it matter? Exactly.
Right. Like
he doesn't care.
Right. I'm like, oh, all in.
There's
for
no reason for
$1,700. He's
yep.
like, yeah.
No reason for him to be doing this. In
I'm
the
like
$1,700.
That's my mortgage.
Right.
For him, he's like $1,700.
I dropped that
on the way here.
Yep. Exactly.
Not exactly sure where that $1,700. I think he would think, what do you do with $1,700?
Honestly, yes.
Right, yeah,
it's
like,
not
what,
a car payment. It's nothing. It's useless.
Right,
it's
I guess,
change.
I
it's
know,
it's
right.
pocket change. For a guy like Shohei.
I guess
Shohei,
it's a nice hotel room, but I don't pay for hotel rooms.
Yeah. Now, with Shohei, the wire transfers were for what? $500,000 each time?
That was the one that they had. Right.
There was, but there was more than one.
Two for $500,000.
Okay, two for $500,000 to a bookmaker in California.
Right, an illegal bookmaker, not
which,
like a FanDuel
right,
or something.
Because it's
right.
illegal in California.
It's illegal in California.
The wire transfer had Shohei's name on it.
Yes.
So the debate became about whether or not Shohei was trying to help his buddy out by covering his gambling debts.
Right.
Or whether or not Shohei was probably gambling on sports.
Right.
And now it's kind of ended up in this...
And the
well,
argument
neither,
was like, well, Shohei sent the money. My argument was, show, and what the interpreter originally said was that Shohei was covering for him.
Exactly. That he loaned me the money to cover this bet.
I went to him and said, hey, I got a real problem, and I'm in a lot of debt. And Shohei was like, all right, I'll pay off your debt. No more gambling, and I'll send the money. And they said to him, they said to the interpreter, why did they put it in Shohei's money? Why didn't he just give it to you? And he said, because he said, if he gave it to me, I would just gamble it again and try to win it back. He wasn't going to let me do that.
Right.
So he was going to do it in small increments so that, you know, he could pay enough. That was the story.
And the bookie said, I left his name on there because on the transfer, because I thought it was cool to have Shohei as a customer.
Man, it's good for business.
But that, right, it's good for business. Exactly. So it's...
like, I can cover Shohei's bets, I can cover your bets, right? I'm the guy.
So, but the interpreter had to change that story almost immediately, and we suspected it was because, I guess at least you suspected, and a lot of people suspected it was because,
I don't think,
that the someone found out within Shohei's universe, hey, even if we were just covering
in the state of California,
bets,
right?
The fact that you sent money to this guy for something gambling related.
So if you wire transfer money to an illegal bookie in the state of California, that is just as guilty as if you gambled.
As if you did it. If you, it doesn't matter.
You're not
allowed
to do it.
It was gambling money for him anyway, but it just, you know, you were saying it wasn't yours. Well, that certainly wouldn't make a difference because it was gambling money being sent to an illegal bookie via a wire transfer. So
and I'm guessing that
story.
Law is like, I heard a lot of people say, well, why would they even have that law? You're just paying. And I think that law is like.
So you can't say that this is what you were doing.
No,
right?
I think also, so like, it's like blackmail or anything else. I think it's like in the idea of, hey, if you know there's an illegal gambler, you just can't go paying, go to the police.
Right.
That's our job. You know, we're not supposed to have this. Yeah. So I think that's why the law is like, hey, if you send him money, you sent him money. We're not looking into why you sent him money.
Right.
You are now doing business dealings with an illegal gambler and you're in trouble. I think that's the law.
Yep. But as soon as Shohei's interpreter had started to give that he'd done an interview at the ESPN on a weeknight, and before that thing could even be published, Shohei's people come out and said, no, never mind. We did not loan him the money. He stole the money. And you know, it became like, well, how? Because we knew the feds were investigating this bookie.
Right.
Do they, you know, now they're, Shohei's the name in all of this because he's the celebrity, he's the star. They probably weren't investigating Shohei. That's not what brought this up. It sounds like they were investigating this bookie, right?
Right.
That's the impression you got, right? That they were at least investigating.
Yeah, no, they weren't investigating Shohei.
Right?
They were looking into this gambler,
like,
and then they found Shohei's name on a wire transfer.
Look at this.
And they're like,
couple of them, yeah.
We better
what's going on here?
Contact Shohei and the Major League Baseball. I'm sure they have all protocols in that. Because I know Congress and the FBI, they'll get involved. So they'll get involved in players gambling. Because, you know, that that's like a fraud to the public as well, like if you're throwing games.
Well, I can see that.
So I see the FBI gets involved
also,
in people throwing games.
Also, any money that's going
games.
Across state lines, I think it automatically becomes
But I think they also just involve Major League Baseball. Yeah. I think they'll call them right away and be like, hey, you know,
you got
this is a big deal. You got a guy, you got a potential guy who's gambling on baseball.
Yeah.
That is, you know, against the law. I mean, so the FBI automatically gets involved. That's usually Congress, too, for some reason. But
now, the FBI...
I can see the FBI getting involved. I'm not exactly sure why Congress always seems to get involved with steroids and everything else, but whatever.
I don't either. It's America's pastime, something, something.
Right. But it's almost like you guys got your own problems.
Right, but they are the ones who, I guess, who decide whether or not sports betting is legal and whether
it's up
to the states. Anyway, they never said that... His translator, his former translator, was betting on baseball. That wasn't. It was just that he'd had these debts, and then you know Shohei covered these debts, and then it was never mind. Shohei says he stole the money from him. So it was like, well, how's this thing?
Right, well, let's
play
just
out?
Make that clear because I think the interpreter said Shohei paid these debts for me.
Right.
They hadn't talked to Shohei yet. As soon as that story came out, relatively quickly, within 24 hours, Shohei's people said, no, that's not true. He stole from Shohei.
Okay. Oh, Shohei, I thought it was before they even...
Well, it could have been, but Shohei never said, I was covering his debts.
Oh, okay. I thought that they were going along with what this interpreter was saying in the very beginning.
Didn't say, I don't think they said anything. I think they waited, and they were like, oh.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. They didn't say anything, because then they say, hey, wait up.
I think they were just going to let it go, and then I'm sure somebody in the law office was like, yo.
Can't do that.
I don't know what he did either way, but that's illegal.
Yeah, even if he was
maybe even
phone,
the FBI called him and was like, doesn't matter.
Right. Can't do it.
Right.
So that interpreter, he got fired immediately. That was part of it. And this was like his best buddy. It would seem at least a very good friend of his.
Yeah, very good friend.
He got fired immediately. He got a new guy. And this investigation was going on. And everyone's like, what's going to happen with this Shohei thing? Are they going to find out that he was gambling? Are they going to find out that he was trying to cover for the translator, that he did know about this? Because at this point, you got the translator saying, or I guess Shohei's people saying, like, no, he stole.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things I asked was, when you have that much money, I'm sure you have multiple accounts and all those things, but wouldn't it be hard to get someone's routing number and all that information? And you kind of said, like, well, maybe not, because he's like a personal assistant to this guy.
That's what That's what I heard. And a lot of people are talking about on, you know, people who are more in tune to this stuff than I am, that when it comes to an interpreter from a different country to come to and be an interpreter for someone in the United States, when they're making that type of money, you're really counting on them to do a lot of stuff because you don't understand the language. So, and you're spending so much time focusing on this one thing of being the greatest baseball player in the world, right?
Yeah.
That you're not going in and talking to bankers. And even if you are, you're only picking up words here and here. So the banker could say, like, hey, you know, I don't think you should be taking $1.3 million out of the system. And then the interpreter could come and say, he said, taking $1.3 million would be no problem.
Right.
Right. And so that's how it's done. He's like, oh, okay, good. And then even if he was somewhat involved, which he probably wasn't, he trusted the guy. But even if you were somewhat involved, it would still be pretty easy because you don't understand the language or the process. You don't understand the banking system.
I assume that these guys, when you have that much money, guys, gals, whatever, have money people, that's all they do, that they've got people who are just accountants or whatever they are, and they are the only ones who are going to prove any money.
He does, but I think what they're saying is that, so the other part of that is your money people are speak English too.
Mm-hmm.
So then your interpreter calls and says, hey, Shohei wants to move $1.3 million to here for this. Okay.
Right.
Well, they can't call Shohei and be like, did you approve
did you
that?
Okay
because
this.
He's like, and then be like, I don't know.
He's got to rely
ask my
totally
interpreter,
on this guy.
Right?
Yeah. So he's got to rely
if he really wanted to steal from him, he could. I mean, we see people doing it who speak English, who are family members to celebrities with that much money. With a language barrier, it would be even easier.
Well, they say, the feds say that his former translator stole $16 million from him.
The former interpreter for Major League Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani reportedly facing federal charges related to the illegal gambling scandal that's gripped the sport. According to the New York Times, Ippe Mizuhara is in negotiations to plead guilty to those charges. Mizuhara allegedly stole more than $4.5 million from Ohtani, the highest paid player in MLB history, to pay off gambling debts. And according to the Times, that number could be even higher.
Yeah,
he reportedly was able to do so by changing the settings on Ohtani's bank account so the pitcher didn't receive alerts or confirmations regarding transactions.
He turned off the notifications about alerts and transactions, and that, you know, that's what they're saying, I should say, allegedly, so that
they can probably
Shohei
at least
know.
Get look at Shohei's phone or computer or whatever and see if those alerts are turned off.
Right. Well, I mean
but conceivably Shohei could have turned them off, or
you could turn
them
off
sure
and turn
them probably
on.
I'm guessing they could figure out when they were turned off
and turned on.
Right, yeah.
We'll keep track of all that.
Right.
Now, so that article in that story there, they said $4.5 million or $5 million, whatever. The article that I had pulled up just before we went on the air said $16 million. I don't know what they're at now. You said something about $30 million. I don't know if you were just saying that, but I have seen this number continue to rise. So $17 million is the, or $16 million was the last highest number that I saw. But yeah, it's a lot of money. And to, you know, you already
now,
described
16
it,
million is the last I saw.
You already described it, but to be totally dependent on this person for everything because, and again, I'm thinking, like, how much of this money goes back to you? Don't you have bank accounts in Japan? Is a lot of this money being wired back to these Japanese bank accounts because you live there when you're not playing baseball in the United States, right? You're there a lot. Didn't he marry a Japanese woman recently? So, you know, but again, if this guy, he could easily have, with the kind of money he makes, he could have 40 bank accounts, 40 checking accounts. I mean, that's not unreasonable to think that he could have money all over the place. Why not split it up? Because it's only insured for, I think you're supposed to split it up when you got that kind of money because of the way the FDIC works. So he's probably got multiple accounts, and it's not unreasonable to think that he could have had, as you pointed out, someone like A-Rod thinks $1,500 is no big deal.
Right.
$16 million, well, I'm not going to say it's not a big deal to Shohei. It's He makes enough money that that sort of thing could be stolen from him without him noticing, without the help of the feds coming in and saying, hey, did you know? Think about that. It's not like Shohei said, I'm missing some money here. The feds were investigating something else and said, hey, while we were doing this other thing, we think we may have spotted a guy stealing from you.
Well, this, without even any of his endorsements or anything else, just his paycheck would be, and this is, he gets paid on the back end a lot. So he's got like $67 million coming in later. They deferred that. But right now, it says Ohtani will take home $1,288,461 per week.
Per week.
Per week.
And like you said, that's not including the
endorsements, everything else that comes in. Yeah, they say over $60 million just in that. So
you could
say everything in 10 years, $700 million. Is what he got. So that is interesting. Deal includes deferrals. Ohtani will earn $2 million a year for 2 years, followed by $68 million a year for 10 years when it's over.
Yeah. The way he schedules
it. He has $65 million a year in endorsements alone.
Yeah. If you look at the way that he did that contract, it's crazy.
Right. He gets paid $413,000 a game.
Basically, so the team won't be broke now. You'll owe me money later is a huge part of it.
Yeah.
But I love the conspiracy theories. I saw some people already throwing out conspiracy theories. If you're one of those people, by the way, please, I love a good conspiracy theory. If you think that somehow...
He makes $32,211 per hour. That's based on a 40-hour week, which he doesn't work.
I would have thought it would be more than that. I'll bet it is more than that.
Actually. Well, it is, but that's taking in if it was a 40-hour week.
Okay.
Which, he's probably working 40 hours by the time he practices and all that stuff.
But also is that, I don't know, doesn't matter. The point is the guy makes a lot of money. And if you are one of these conspiracy theorists, please, I'd love to hear it. Because I'd love to know how you think the feds are covering for Shohei because they want to somehow protect the sanctity of baseball. This is mind-boggling to me, but maybe I'm just misunderstanding these conspiracies, because I saw a couple of them this morning, and I got to say, I think it's a bit of a stretch, guys.
Okay.
Look, is it possible? Could the feds work with the MLB and others and say, hey, you know what? This could ruin baseball, so we're going to... I guess maybe it's possible. I don't actually know that it's possible, but I guess they could try, but you actually think that is more plausible than this guy stealing money from him? I'd love to know, because, like I said, only got a chance to browse at a few of these conspiracies this morning, but...
I saw one of them, and I thought this was interesting, but I just read that it's not true. One of them I thought was interesting was that in Shohei's contract, they had to hire this guy as his interpreter.
Okay.
And if they fired his interpreter, then Shohei could opt out of his contract and be a free agent again.
Oh, see, now this is interesting stuff, right? That's the kind of...
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the kind of stuff you can... And you could tell me something where I go, oh, okay, I'm interested.
Unfortunately, his contract only says he's just guaranteed uninterpreter.
Sure.
Not that one.
Sure.
But
so,
it
wasn't true, but it sounded good.
it sounded good to me even when I read it.
And
I was like, oh.
All ears, right. Yes. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Please share.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
All right, doom scroll.
The news. You said we already covered Shohei, which we did, but O.J. Simpson did die at 76. I feel like just for the record books, we should make sure that there is proof that we did start doom scrolling today with news of his untimely passing.
Breaking news, O.J. Simpson, a Pro Football Hall of Famer who would later be tried and ultimately acquitted of double murder in one of the most publicized trials in American history, has died at 76 years old after a battle with cancer. His family sent out a statement saying Simpson died on Wednesday surrounded by his children and grandchildren.
Laszlo pointed out earlier that O.J. was older than we
76,
would have thought.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing.
I just still kind of picture him in court, you know?
Well, and on social media. Yeah. He's been posting stuff not too terribly long ago, and his hair's a little grayer, but he looks about the same. He didn't look like someone who was at death's door, that's for sure. He didn't look like someone that I would describe as an old man.
Mm-mm.
Now, when you say someone is 76, if you say someone's an old man, oh, how old? 76. Okay, I'll say that's fair. But if you showed me what OJ looked like just 6 months ago and called him an old man, I'd say it's not fair. So I guess it all depends on the person, but... He did pass away. I think we knew that he had cancer. I thought that I thought we knew that he had cancer. I thought it was prostate cancer, but maybe I'm mixing it up with all the
I did not know he was sick.
Cancer stories out there.
But
so,
that doesn't mean that he didn't come out and say it. I have no idea.
But he did live close to, if not right up to, the average age expectancy. I don't know what the average age expectancy is for a rich black man in America. It's probably different than a rich white man in America. I don't know.
In May 2023, Simpson reported that he had been diagnosed with cancer and expressed confidence that he would beat it. In February 2024, it was reported that Simpson was undergoing treatment for prostate cancer. He died of the disease on April 10th, 2024. So it might have been two different cases
of cancer. Okay, that makes more sense. Yes, because when you said May, I was like, it's been that long? No, I'm thinking of February when they... So that he did say prostate cancer. I wonder if there was something else. I don't know that I remember this thing in May. Maybe I do. I don't know. There's been a lot of cancer news, but OJ, dead at 66. And of course, if you're new to the program, you might not know this, but anyone else will know by now that Laszlo, strong believer in Laszlo's or OJ's innocence.
Yeah, OJ, yeah, of course.
Does not think that he murdered his ex-wife.
I'm not the only one who thinks he wasn't guilty.
Not the only
12 jurors thought he wasn't guilty either.
Right. So
I don't know why you're putting that all on me.
It's just one of those interesting things. I don't know. A lot of people think he's guilty. A lot of people call him a murderer. A lot of people joked around about him being a murderer. Even when you see this news today, it's mostly about the trial. It's not about his football career. It's not about Naked Gun or his other movie appearances. It's about the trial. And man, Laszlo, speaking of being old, they were talking about trying to explain to young adults what that trial was like. I'm thinking young adults. Oh, wait, they weren't alive at all? No. I mean, it's not just like 20-year-olds. I mean, young adults. There are people 30 years old probably don't remember. If you're 30 now, in your early 30s, you don't remember it.
The murder happened on June 12th, 1994.
Right. So that's the same time Cobain died, around that same time. So, yeah, if you're in your early 30s now, you have no recollection of this. You've only learned about it from the internet, from school. Maybe, I don't know if they talk about that trial in school or not. I know we talked about it in school.
It's weird how, like, you remember it differently, too. I swear to God, I remember being in a bar watching the Knicks and the Bulls and them cutting away to OJ, but maybe I don't remember that correctly.
Well, but why? Because would the timing be wrong if you're looking at the dates?
I think so, maybe, yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like I can picture that, but then I see I've seen the pictures of the Bronco, and that, it's during the day. I know that's California compared to Florida, but boy, it felt like it was real late at night. You know what I mean? And that was in the afternoon. So it's just like you go back, you're like, where were you when this happened? And in my head, I'm in a bar in Jacksonville, Florida, and they cut away in the middle playoff game. And right, but maybe they didn't. Maybe I'm misremembering that.
Was there news before there had to have been some news before the chase. But when you say, where were you? Do you remember where you were? We're all talking about the chase, right? Heard that he was being chased by police.
I think so. Unless maybe in that, what I'm confusing then is, when they said they had an arrest warrant, maybe they broke the news that it was, but
I don't know how big a news that was, if it was big news at all.
Go. It was a cutaway from Bulls versus Knicks.
Okay.
Okay, good, because I know I'm in the bar watching this game, and I'm rooting for the Knicks against the Bulls. I can remember, what's his name, the guard dunking over Jordan. I'm positive they cut away, and I remember me and my friends like, what are you doing? Cut back. Who cares about OJ? Let's watch the game. But then I don't know. Now I'm like, well, do I remember that correctly at all?
Was Patrick Ewing?
Yeah.
Hey!
No. He was he was the center, but he was on that team for sure.
Okay. I didn't know if he's a guard or
not. Stoudemire. I can't remember. I'll think of it. People say it.
Well, I was mowing the lawn. I was listening to a Walkman mowing the lawn, and I was listening.
See, that's the thing. You were mowing a lawn and a Walkman. There's no way that I was in a bar that late at night. You see what I'm saying?
Early in the day?
John Stark. There you go. John Stark.
Yes. You mean that early in the day? There was no way that you were at a bar? Why not?
Because in the NBA playoffs.
Oh, the game would have been at night. Yeah. But I could be misremembering. I remember mowing the lawn, and I was listening to 98.9, the rock station, and someone came on the air and said, hey, OJ is running from the police right now. There's an actual police chase.
Right, that's so long ago. I was not in radio yet.
That's how I remember it. But I could be misremembering that. And then I remember going inside telling my dad, hey, OJ's being chased by the police. And he's like, huh?
Oh, maybe that's it. Somebody else said it was Saturday afternoon.
Because I would have been home. That sounds right, that I would have been home watching.
And I would imagine
that
would be why it's daytime and not night
right?
to me, because I was at a bar watching an afternoon game.
It's adding up. Yeah, and that explains why I'm mowing the lawn in the middle of the day, because I didn't have school.
And that would explain the sunlight and the chase, yet me thinking it's nighttime because I'm inside a bar watching NBA playoffs.
There you go.
And my brain has just told me it must have been a Thursday night game or something.
Yep.
Got it.
There
All
you
right,
have
good.
It. Yeah, I remember telling my dad, I went down to the basement afterwards, and I watched it on TV, and then I recall watching A Perfect World with Kevin Costner. Now, I have a bad memory,
right.
but I do remember that little thing, and then I remember the trial or the verdict. We were at school.
Just
we
a sports
school.
Thing on the side. Poncho KC on our Twitch, if you want to join, twitch.tv/Church of Lazo, says he doesn't remember John Starks playing for the Knicks. I don't remember John Starks playing anywhere else but the Knicks. I don't even remember John Starks that well, except for dunking over Jordan in the playoffs. Anyway, come on, I'm sorry.
Well, do you remember where you were for the verdict?
Yeah, I was in my apartment watching it with a buddy of mine.
Okay. We were at school, and they got everyone together in the library. They brought in all the televisions that they had to make sure that everyone could watch it live, which...
I remember when I knew that it was going to be a big deal. It was that, you know, when they said that they had an arrest warrant for OJ or whatever, I remember going... to like a mall, right? Not thinking too much about it, and driving into the parking lot, and on the back of someone's car, they had written in soap, "Free OJ."
I remember you telling me that.
And I just remember thinking like, oh man, we're in Jacksonville, Florida, in the suburbs, and there's more than one car here that says "Free OJ" on it. This is a bigger deal than I thought.
Huge.
You know what I mean? Like that's when you started to realize like, oh, we've only known about this for a couple hours, and there's already cars decorated with Free OJ stuff on it. I'm like, okay.
It's all anybody
this is
talked
be
about.
Big.
It's all anybody talked about. It was on TV constantly. Every news, half hour news, daily news, whatever, nightly news, was at least 20% updates on the OJ trial. We know the judge's name, Judge Lance Ito, right? Wasn't that his name? I mean, I don't think there's been some big trials, and there will be some more big trials. Obviously, the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing, they were both celebrities, and that trial was kind of big. But I don't think there will ever be anything as big again as the OJ trial.
I mean,
it was so massive, it was all anyone talked about. And I was too young to really have an opinion. I knew him from movies, I never watched him play. I knew that he was a former player. But I knew him from the Naked Gun movies. I knew him from doing Hertz rent-a-car commercials, things like that.
He played before I was able. I'm older than you. Mm. I've only seen tape of him playing.
Right.
I've never
seen
him play.
But so he was a celebrity.
Yes.
But
he was a Monday Night Football
I didn't know much
guy.
About him. Honestly, if you'd asked me at that time what team did he play for, I'm not sure that I would have known.
The Bills.
Back then. Right. At the time, I don't know that I would have known for sure.
You would
have
known USC,
maybe.
Huh?
No, I don't think so. That more likely to have known the Bills. But,
I didn't have a strong
opinion about his guilt or innocence. I know that. I remember everyone saying, what do you think? Do you think he did? I'm like, I don't know. I don't. Like, it was forced on me, and I wasn't that interested. I was just a little too young to be super interested in it.
I remember thinking he was innocent.
Yeah.
I
remember
do.
Hearing these heated debates between people and the DNA evidence and blah, 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 blah. And I just
Mark
thinking,
Furman being a racist.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Right?
I mean, the news was constant. You couldn't escape the news even if you were only 12 years old. But
I know the name. Like, Marsha.
Marsha. Yes, you're right.
Right.
But she still does TV. I just saw she had a show on not
and,
that long ago. Marsha Clark.
And Christopher Darden.
And Darden, right.
Right.
And Kardashian. And
Barry Sheck.
And Sheck. Mm-hmm.
Right. Effley Bailey. Johnny Cochran.
I mean, that turned Johnny Cochran into a household name.
Sure.
I turned a lot of those names into household names.
Right. It's hard to believe that that's Kardashian.
I know.
Like, watching that then, if you would have been like, well, this is where the Kardashian family will
right.
end up. You're like,
of all the
what?
People in this courtroom. Well, anyhow, moving on. Rest in peace, OJ, I guess, or not. I don't have an opinion on OJ. So whatever your opinion is, have at it.
Yeah.
For a true crime guy, I never got that into the OJ thing.
Really?
Maybe it's because I know the basics. And I did watch some documentaries about it.
Yeah, I mean, that one they did on ESPN was really
there
good.
There was one not too terribly
Although the
long
one
ago,
with,
right?
Was that the one with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Oh, I never got into that. I tried watching that because everyone was talking about it.
Cuba Gooding Jr. made him, like, I don't know what the right word is, so I don't want to offend anybody, but the way Cuba Gooding Jr. portrayed O.J. Simpson, they made it like he was neurodivergent.
I didn't watch it.
He stuttered and was all weird, and like I'm like, man, O.J. was a movie star, man.
Right, we know
he
who
was.
He was
charismatic. In a time, we're still a racist country, in a time that may have been even more racist, O.J. was beyond color.
Yeah.
People didn't look at O.J. as black or white. They looked at him as O.J.
They liked
him. Jay-Z wrote a song about it.
Yeah, they liked
him. O.J. thought he was, you know.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not black, I'm O.J. Okay.
Yep. I know that.
Man, I thought that Cuba Gooding was good, too, but I was like, why are they making him
People talked
look
about
like
that thing
stupid.
Like it was so great. I know that I tried to watch it because people were like, oh, you got to watch this thing. And as I was watching, I thought, God, this reminds me of one of those really
you are
old
right. Schwimmer did
TV
nail
movies.
Them.
Like the old
Schwimmer
TV movies they used to do in the 90s where, you know, that were just totally cheesy, like a miniseries type thing. For some reason, though, people loved that Cuba Gooding Jr. one. I'm not sure why, because to me it looked... It dated when they made it. How long ago was that now, though?
It's been a while, for sure.
In my mind, that's somewhat recent.
I see
I guess
it come
really
up every
now.
Once in a while, like, you know, to watch on ESPN.
Yeah. There was some sort of... What was the ESPN thing? Was that it?
They did a documentary on it. I think they did a docudrama. I think that was it.
There's something not that long ago that I watched that was a documentary that wasn't the Cuba Gooding thing. There was some sort of O.J. thing not too terribly long ago, but maybe it's been...
There was one where they looked into the sun.
I remember you talking about that. Yeah, I don't know if I ever watched that one.
I believe happened. I believe his son did it.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
I don't know if I watched that. I know you said that they were going to do something about that or that someone was looking into that. That they were going to use that as an angle. But I don't think I ever watched it. I watched something that did, though, reference the sun because they talked about that moment that you've talked about where O.J. gets there and you think that he's talking to somebody saying like, hey, you know. When the kid runs up, like, hey, just shut up. Leave us alone. You know, don't come up here crying
right now. I believe he was in the back. This is what I believe. I believe he was in the back of that. He wasn't going to kill himself. Him and his brother, best friend, Al Collins, were driving around, and he was trying to figure out how he could protect his son. That's what I believe.
That's Lazo's theory.
Right.
And then there's
a moment
that you can watch online where... His son runs up to them.
They pull in. The son runs up. He starts to hug his dad or whatever.
He looks like he's crying, I think.
Pushes him away. And you can see he says, shut up. Shut up. And he pushes him away. I think that's the point where he says, I'm going to take the heat for this.
So there you go. That's Laszlo's theory.
That's
and apparently he's not the only one because there was some sort of documentary.
There was a documentary about it. A lot of people have talked about
it.
And F. Lee Bailey was in here and I brought it up to him.
Yeah, he said they looked into it.
He said he said that I was wrong.
Yeah,
but they absolutely looked into it, and there's a lot of people who believe that that is true.
A lot of people. I'm just kidding. Could be a lot of people. I have no idea. All right, so there you go. That now I feel like is a proper OJ tribute. It took up the whole first half of doom scrolling here, but we will take a break. Come back and do the rest of the non-OJ, non-Shohei news. I promise this time.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo! All right, what's going on,
man? We're finishing the news. Caitlin Clark, she lost this weekend because she's... I'm just kidding.
Bad at basketball.
Yeah, I couldn't even say it. I was going to say it. I was going to try and be shocking by calling her a loser. I can't do it, Laszlo. No. I can't because she's just...
Too good.
That good.
Yep.
And, you know, as I was watching that game over the weekend, I thought, will this end up being more watched than the men's game?
It was.
And it was.
Yeah.
I mean, Laszlo, this is
That's
like
big.
A seismic shift right
it
now.
Is. It
I
is
get
big.
It. She is a potentially a once-in-a-lifetime kind of college star.
For sure.
But still, even if you had someone breaking records the way that she did... 15 years ago, does it get this? I mean, maybe it does. I don't know. But it feels like we've just kind of gotten to the place where she came along to be able to beat that. Now, I'm sure there'd be negative people that say, well, the men's tournament was boring this year or whatever.
Well, I mean, it was kind of.
Yeah, I get it. But the fact that we're even having this discussion, that this happened, it's monumental. And of course... It's a big deal that she's done playing college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I have to admit, the dismissive part of me, the sexist part of me, when I saw people talking about, You know, well, what's going to happen with her now? You know, her college career's over. Oh, well, she's got nothing to worry about. She'll be drafted number one. And yeah. I thought, what does that pay? We've looked into this.
Sure.
I know we've looked into it. But for the amount of celebrity that she's achieved as a very young athlete and as a very young female athlete, no less, is she gonna earn what she deserves? I think she will. If she does, she'll get it through endorsements, right? That's where the money will come from. But can the WNBA afford to pay her anywhere near what she might? Now, maybe she'll make whatever team she goes to, maybe people will continue to watch her and she will continue to be talked about. I don't know. That remains to be seen. If nothing else, obviously she will go on to play. I have no doubts about that. But if nothing else, this has been monumental, what she's achieved in college basketball. And I think it changes women's college basketball for good now. The way people think about it, the way people talk about it, the fact that people talk about it. Now, maybe 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 10 years from now, we're not talking about it anymore. I don't know. But maybe it made a lot of new fans. Just from people that I've talked to through Brooke and so, like some of her friends and some people that really got into basketball, maybe they'll continue to be interested in it now. I don't know. You know, I mean, like you said, Caitlin Clark is a generational talent, so yeah. It remains to be seen. But they had a big farewell ceremony for her yesterday. They announced that they are going to retire her number, which should come, I don't think, is any surprise to anyone.
College basketball phenom Caitlin Clark said goodbye to Iowa Hawkeyes fans yesterday during a special ceremony at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And yes, Clark did get a standing ovation when Iowa's athletics director announced that the university will retire her number 22
jersey.
That number
holds a lot of weight, far beyond my name. And I guess I'm just really grateful. And it'll be a special day when that happens, for sure. Thank you. It's been very special. And this place will always be home to me.
Did you watch the game?
No.
You didn't. Did you watch the men's?
A little bit.
Okay, so you weren't all that into it.
Not into either one of them, really. I was a little bit more interested in the women's, I guess.
Did you know that it was happening? Were you just busy or you forgot? Like, you read about it after, you know, it had just ended?
I knew it. Well, I think I knew it was going on.
Okay.
But I didn't know. I'm trying to think. What day was it?
My days are all screwed up because I was in Colorado. So, but it was the Sunday. Was it the day before the men's or 2 days before the men's?
It was the weekend, though, right?
Someone on Twitch
at night. It was Saturday or Sunday at night.
I think it was Saturday or Sunday. I'm almost positive it was Saturday.
I was watching WrestleMania, buddy.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. It was Sunday night.
Yeah.
WrestleMania.
I watched WrestleMania.
You know, someone pointed out, Buddy
the Rock was back.
Buddy texted me about WrestleMania and said, "You know, you and Lazo were talking about that whole scandal with McMahon, like what will come of that?" And nothing.
Well,
I haven't
it
really
did,
heard
kind
much
of.
About it. Oh, it did?
Well, yeah. So he's gone.
Yeah. Well,
he's
we
not
knew
a part
that,
of it anymore. But they've kind of now ushered in, and they're even calling it a new era underneath Triple H.
Okay.
And every time they talk about it, they talk about a new era. Like, the old stuff is gone. A new era under Triple H.
Okay. Because I really have not
and
heard
Stephanie
anyone
McMahon
talk about it since
made
then.
An appearance,
so his and that's daughter a big made, deal.
Yeah, because I mean it is his daughter, and she's married to Triple H.
Okay,
so she made an appearance. Like, this is, you know, the new regime is in effect.
Well, it certainly didn't. I don't think anyone protested watching. Not that I've read, at least. Now you're telling me that people have been talking about it, so maybe I just don't know anything. But we were wondering if viewership
no,
would
that
be
didn't,
down.
No, it was the biggest WrestleMania ever, I think. Yeah. So yeah, nobody stopped watching it because of it.
Rashee Rice, there's an arrest warrant. Actually, I have not checked for an update on this in a couple of hours now, but earlier, when we were getting ready to go on the air, there was an arrest warrant out for Rashee Rice, obviously involved in an accident in Dallas, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his lawyer came out and gave that statement.
Did,
it's
yeah.
official now, right? So the thing is, when he left the scene of the accident, we said, would it be the smart move legally? Would it make his lawyer's job any easier, I guess? I hate to even say smart or right or whatever. But legally, would it make the lawyer's job a little easier by leaving the scene and not saying who was driving, because there were multiple people there? So I'm not surprised that the police have issued this arrest warrant and said they're going to charge him with these felonies. But I am a little surprised, you and I were having this conversation earlier, that it sounds like he may take responsibility for
driving
the vehicle. Now, maybe that's just because the friends that were there can be identified. It's also possible that Dallas has a lot of video, and that, you know, and his lawyer might say, like, look, the cops don't have to give me everything they have on you.
Right, they're going to have video of you getting out of the driver's.
Exactly, exactly. They could have, you know, highway cameras or whatever. We don't know what they have. So if we say no,
they'd have to tell the defense, though, wouldn't they? They'd have to, you know.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if you're going to trial, when you're going to trial, you do. But just to charge him, I don't know. So, and I don't know what the risk is of saying, well, he didn't do it, you know. Prove that he did it. And then once you prove that he did it, then we'll say that he did it.
Right.
Not really sure, but it seems like that's not what he's going to do. Maybe he's scared of the NFL.
This morning, new charges against Kansas City Chiefs receiver Rashee Rice. 2 weeks after a wild collision on a Dallas highway.
A major accident on the freeway at 6700 block of North Central Expressway northbound.
The 23-year-old faces 8 charges, including 1 count of aggravated assault, another of collision involving a serious bodily injury, and 6 counts of collision involving injury.
Oh boy. I mean, look, we knew that it was bad. It could have been worse, but we knew that it was bad. There were cars involved. Like, you at the time, one of the cars, it was a mom taking her kid home from the zoo.
It could have been a lot worse. I mean,
yeah.
And there's, like, you know, it's just luck on his part.
Oh,
it's luck. Like, this could be a million times worse.
Absolutely.
If people who have done the same exact thing that you've done are in jail.
Yep.
For a life. long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if there was booze involved, like, you know.
Drugs, booze, who knows?
Right. What was his name? Henry Rudd or whatever his name was in Vegas. But we don't know that. But, man, just drag racing, going fast, losing control. You could have killed a kid. Like, you could have
killed
multiple kids. But the fact that you didn't is just luck. There's nothing that you did one way or the other to prevent that or make it happen. It's just luck.
You committed the same crime insofar as the reckless driving part.
Right.
And that amount of reckless driving is, well, reckless and dangerous. Because
and the results
the downside
had nothing to do with what you did.
No, it's that part's luck.
Right, that part is just luck.
That part is just luck. And that could be said for a lot of people in a lot of different situations. That's how the law works, though. But, you know, that's maybe a good reason not to do that, especially when you're wealthy and you got a good thing going and you just started your career. And, you know, they're saying that he faces up to 35 years. They always say whatever the maximum is with all the felonies combined. So I get that. I don't think that anyone actually suspects he would be in prison for 35 years.
Right.
But I also wonder if the
lawyers... But he could do 6 months.
He could. And I wonder if the lawyers are more worried about him legally or from the NFL.
Well, like, yeah, I mean...
Who's scarier to him at this point in his career? The punishment that he could get from the team, from the league, or the punishment he could get from the law?
That's the only thing that I can think is that they, and you mentioned it, like, did the lawyer go to the Chiefs in the league and say, you know, is there a difference if he owns up to it?
Right.
Right. Will you look at it differently? Because I can't really legally figure out any reason why you would say you were driving.
I cannot.
Until they could prove that you were driving.
Right. Now, maybe they showed him something.
Maybe there's something we don't know. But if it's just the evidence that we have.
Which is that dash cam.
Right.
Video.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to have to prove to me that you can prove I was driving.
I'm also not a lawyer. But just based on what lawyers have told me in the past, things I've heard, I mean, and common sense, I don't understand it. So I did wonder if maybe he went to the NFL, he being his lawyer, and I guess him too, but I would assume his lawyer agent, and said, look, you know, here's what we're dealing with. Or maybe the NFL, maybe he didn't have to. Maybe the NFL went straight to them and said, look, you need to own up to this, or...
Maybe it's the NFL Players Association. Maybe they were able to talk to them, and they said, hey, we'll back you, but he's got to tell
the
truth.
You got to take responsibility.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I'd have a better fight. Like, if I didn't get convicted... Because they couldn't prove I was driving, I feel like I could sue the NFL if they... I mean, so I don't really understand the legal aspect of it, but whatever.
Like we said, maybe it's as simple as they do have more evidence.
And I would assume they have to.
Because the whole, like, well, you got to blame somebody else. Maybe you don't want to blame your friend. Well, you don't have to name the friend. All you have to do is say, I wasn't driving.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. You don't have to name someone. That's not part of it. The burden is on the police, on the state. So they have to be the ones to prove that you were behind the wheel and that you were responsible for this. So I don't know who all was supposed to have been in his car, how many people it was total. I saw those clips of people walking away, but I'm not sure which car was which. They're saying he was driving the Lamborghini, right? Isn't that what they're saying?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's what I heard again this morning. But other than that, I really don't know. So I don't know if he's turned himself in. I just looked for an update, and it says, you know, these articles are from a few hours ago, too, though, but they're saying that the police had issued these warrant for his arrest because of these felonies. So we'll see what happens with the Rasheed Rice thing. Okay, I told you earlier, Beyonce put out this country album, and there's news about this because Hank Williams, one of my dad's all-time favorite artists, Hank Williams Sr., can now be heard doing his version of Beyonce's album. So if you haven't listened to any of Beyonce's stuff from this country album, she's got a song in there called Texas Hold'em. I don't remember what song Snow Cone played for us the other day. I don't think it was this one, but this is Beyonce.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. If I can't slow dance with you, come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now. Ooh.
Okay, so that's Beyonce. What I say it's called? Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
Now, the reason that, you know, this makes a better story when you throw in AI. People are saying that this is the AI version of Hank Williams. Is it really AI? I don't know. Did someone just take, because the last time they told us it was AI, there was AI Carlin, right? George Carlin, and later it was like, okay, it wasn't really AI. And then there was AI, there was another artist. Oh, Kurt Cobain. Remember when they said it's the first new Nirvana song or whatever it was, and they used AI, but it wasn't really, because some guy was just mimicking Kurt Cobain's voice. So is this actually AI mimicking Hank's voice? I don't know. This guy posted it to his Instagram. It does sound like Hank, and obviously this song did not exist in Hank's time, so it's a computer doing it. It sounds a lot like Hank doing Beyonce.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down.
Sounds like him.
To park your Lexus. Throw your keys up.
It's weird to hear him say Lexus.
Stick around, round, 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 round. And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a come and take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hoedown. Don't be a come and take it to the floor now.
Okay.
Don't be a what?
Don't be a bitch. I don't know why they bleeped that. I have to admit, my dad would have liked that. My dad really liked country and he liked that old stuff. And man, I don't know. It's kind of reminds me a little bit of, well, I'm not going to say it. I don't want to offend anyone, but it's just not my thing.
No, it's not my thing either.
Just that really, it's kind of like kids' music a little bit. It all kind of sounded similar, but I'm sure people say the same thing about Pearl Jam, whatever, that they're not into. So, but this idea of AI.
Are country radio stations playing the Beyonce record?
You're asking me.
Well, I have no idea.
No idea. I see it talked about a lot. On social media, and I've seen a ton of news, like press, about the Beyonce stuff, especially leading up to it. I could not believe how much press there was for an upcoming album. I mean, I know she's a big star, but
it's completely different.
Sure, I get it, but I was still surprised by how much press there was for the Beyonce thing leading up to it. Maybe I do underestimate how big a star she is.
Yeah,
I know
she's big.
How many tickets. You know, she sells big shows, and there's very few artists that are bigger than her. Maybe Taylor Swift, right? That might be it. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you anything other than that. When I saw that Hank, they've got an AI version of Hank doing a cover, I was like, okay, well, first I got to hear the original. So that's why I had to listen to the Beyonce version. And then when I heard the Hank version, I was like, yeah, that sounds like Hank doing that.
Right.
Beyonce song. And with all this talk about AI bringing people back from the dead, I know that we're going to have to start writing this stuff into celebrities' contracts and their estates.
Right, like, can you or can you
can
not?
Can you or can you not? But I'm excited for the ones who say you can, because I'm curious to see. Yeah, I like it. I mean, I'm not a huge Hank fan, but I like the idea of hearing new music from
I'm sure people who like that loved it.
Yeah. And I maybe some people who like Beyonce love it.
I have no idea.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on?
So, the New York Post. I love the New York Post. You know, I start my day with the New York Post already, just like you do the Quad City Chronicles.
Right.
And whatever the hell it's called.
Yes, of course.
And the
Des Moines Constitution and Journal.
Oh, Constitution and Journal. Damn, I waste all my time on the Register. Well, I like the Post. It feels like, you know, about my brow. Is that what you say?
Sure, yeah, right there.
Wherever my brow is, that's about where they are. And when I see them talking about Britney Spears, I'm all in, because I want more Britney in the news. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if this is actually news or not. I mean, they're the Post. They decide. So I will say, yes, it is news. Britney Spears has made a lot of money over the years.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of different guesses out there as to what her net worth is. There's a lot of reports that her family may have spent a lot of her money. And, well, I think they did, but like how much they spent, how much they saved for her, how much she made on the Vegas thing, how much that she kept. There were reports within the last couple years that she was worth around $60 million, which I thought was honestly lower than what I would have guessed. But I saw some from like 2021-ish that said she was worth about $60 million. You can find others you can find others that say she's worth more than that. We know. The internet claims that they know that her home is worth about $7.5 million. She has assets. She has things that are worth money. She's not going broke. But this story isn't really a story unless you're worried about Britney burning through all of her cash. So you just have to kind of go with that first. That maybe Britney, because she hasn't been working for a while, and because she has this $8 million home and a lot of nice things, maybe her lifestyle's expensive and maybe she needs to find a way to make money. And she hasn't said anything about wanting to work. She did write a book, which I got to think the book probably made her a decent chunk of change. I'm sure you could look that up too. She's 42 years old. She says that she will never make another album again, right? I don't know if that's true or not.
Right, well, as of right
but
now.
But that's what she told fans, is that she'll never make another album. So people said, okay, well, what could she do if she's not going to make music? Now, I would think that she could probably just live on the residuals. I don't know what her record deals were like, but I would think that she'd have some money coming in just for being Britney Spears for all those years and working all the years that she did and the book and whatever else. But again, go with me here. They're saying, what will she do? Now, do you have any ideas as to what you think the New York Post might have written about? They said, you know, if Britney Spears wants to make some money, this would be a guaranteed way for her to make some serious scratch. Any guesses what they think she should be doing to make money?
OnlyFans. She would make $1 billion.
So, well, we have actually some numbers here. Of course, these are all guesses as well. And this woman calls herself an OnlyFans manager. I don't know exactly what that means, but her name's Celeste Franklin. She's an OnlyFans manager. That's what she calls herself. She believes that Britney could make a lot of money on OnlyFans. Now, just to put this in perspective before I tell you what she thinks she could make, I'm going to tell you the top 10 highest paid OnlyFans content creators of 2023. We got the year end from last year. So they have on this website that I'm looking at, never heard of it before, but it looks legit. Number 10, Bad Barbie. They've got her at
Bad Barbie. I don't know who she is.
$16 million.
Bad baby.
This says Barbie. It should be baby. You're right. It should be baby. It should be bad baby. Look. Well,
maybe there's a bad Barbie.
Now I'm starting to wonder. I would have thought that Bad Baby would have been number one, but I guess that's how many years ago? How many years ago was she number one? When did she debut that thing?
When she turned 18, and then she made $50 million. And that
has that been five years now? Has that been?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Two
around
years,
that, probably.
Well, they say Bad Barbie. They mean Bad Baby. You're right, Snowcone.
Unless there's a Bad Barbie that I don't know about.
It says Bad Barbie success. Which again, we're going to assume they mean Bad Baby on OnlyFans. Has been staggering. They say that she has 16 million subscribers at the time that this was written.
Well, there's a Bad Barbie.
Is there, though?
Maybe. On TikTok, but I don't know.
It's got to be, if it's OnlyFans and we're talking about the top 10.
Well, Bad Baby, the Catch Me Outside Girl, made 50
million. How do they spell bad?
B-H-A-D, which is like how this one spells it, B-H-A-D. Anyway, they got her at, it's got to be the same person.
B-H-A-D, B-H-A-B-I-E. That's Bad Baby.
Yeah, that's Bad Baby. This one says...
But then there's a...
B-A-R-B-I-E is how they're spelling Barbie on this one.
There's a B-A-D-B-A-R-B on Instagram.
Hold on. Okay.
I don't know.
It says here, she got famous from an episode of Dr. Phil, blah, blah, blah. She was highlighted as Triple T. So that's Bad Baby. Or she changed her name to Bad Barbie.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, she's got 16 million subscribers. They say she's earned 52 million. I don't know how long she's been on there, but it's been a few years now. Estimated net worth... They say she's worth $25 million now, okay? $25 million. By the way, her content type, racy videos, some photos, nothing hardcore. I think she had a baby. Didn't she have a baby not too long ago? I think she did.
No idea.
Okay, so moving on. Dani Harwood, I don't know who she is, but she has, let's see here. Subscribers, they say they don't know the exact number. Well, that doesn't help me much. That she's earning $1.4 million. Her estimated net worth is $14 million. They've got her at number 9 on here.
What's her name? Dani Harwood?
Yeah, D-A-N-N-I-I.
I-I.
Yeah, H-A-R-W-O-O-D. It says that she's British, so... She's a British model and actress, and Dani she was Harwood. Famous before her OnlyFans, but I'm not really familiar with her. Again, just trying to give you this stuff to put it into perspective. And since this is taking me longer, I'm going to skip ahead to the top five.
That's crazy.
Number five is Abby, just Abby, A-B-B-Y, don't know who she is. 5.3 million subscribers. She earns $4.49 million. It says her estimated net worth is around $650,000. So that doesn't seem quite right to me. Maybe she's spending a lot of that money. But again, just here to put this all in perspective, Mia Khalifa, I do know who that is.
Yes, I do.
22.7 million subscribers, earnings $6.42 million, estimated net worth $8 million. Okay. So let's just go up. Cardi B, number two, she's got 81.7 million.
Fans.
Yeah, I think it's non-pornographic.
Is it non-pornographic?
Yeah. The top two are similar. I don't actually know who three is, so it could be the top three, but the top two. Cardi B has 81.7 million at her peak, they
said. What does Cardi B do on OnlyFans?
I think racy videos and maybe behind-the-scenes stuff. That's how she promoted it before she did it.
Yeah, behind-the-scenes stuff.
She said she was going to do behind-the-scenes type stuff.
Yeah, I don't think she came out and said she was going to do anything, you know, sexual. I think it was mostly like behind-the-scenes, you know.
And remember, OnlyFans talked about getting rid of pornography because that's the direction they wanted to move in. They wanted everyone to move into this, hey, you become a content creator and people pay to see
they
you.
They really pushed for more, you know, non-sex
stuff. Yeah. And so she's one of the people that does that, as far as I know. Earnings, $9.43 million. Net worth, $80 million. Obviously, we know she makes a lot of money.
I'm guessing OnlyFans probably paid her to do that.
It could be. It could be. Well, she's number two on here. Number one is Blac Chyna, and I assume she does the same thing, right? I assume it's probably just like Cardi B's.
Probably.
She's got 16.2 million subscribers, $20 million in earnings, net worth, somewhere between 5 and 50 million. It's hard to say. But anyway, you get the basic idea here. These are the people that they're saying are the top earners on OnlyFans for 2023. Now, this so-called self-proclaimed OnlyFans manager says that Britney Spears would earn if she joined. Any guesses how much in a year?
A lot.
An absurd amount.
What's an absurd amount in a year? I just told you about $5 million here.
$12 million.
Well, I mean, Bad Baby, I know in that first month got like $50 million. She posted her earnings receipt. Britney could get, got to be 60, 70.
They're saying $100 million.
Wow.
She would make $100 million, according to this woman, if she stopped. Or if she started an OnlyFans account right now, she could stop doing anything else.
She did what she does on Instagram.
She's basically
dancing
doing it
and
now,
talking.
Right?
Yeah.
On Instagram, she's doing pole
for
dancing
free.
Yep.
For free.
Yep. It's not bad. You know, that's what. Now, Lazo, that counts as an option, right? If I knew that I could just start an OnlyFans right now and make, it doesn't even have to be $100 million. It could just be $100,000. If I knew that I could start an OnlyFans right now and make $100,000, if people were telling me you'd definitely make $100,000. That's an option.
Oh, yeah.
That's a real option. And $100 million is...
If she can make that, I mean, that's crazy.
And you're talking about in a year? So this woman says that she could rake in a whopping $100 million per year.
Has she done anything on Instagram lately?
Per year, if she joins the subscription site. The 42-year-old told fans, I told you this already, she says she's not going to make records anymore. Spears frequently shares sultry selfies and videos on her Instagram account, which we've all seen, or most of us
like
have
she's
seen.
She's straight up naked. You know
right.
what I mean? With like
she's
a
just barely covered her boobs.
Whatever.
And she's done it multiple times. So if you're looking at these
she'd
people like
paid for that.
Bad Baby, Blac Chyna, Cardi B, I don't even know how sexual those get. Some of them might be less sexual than what Britney does on Instagram.
Probably.
Britney could have taken that to Instagram.
But she's posted several just flat-out naked photos with emojis covering the...
Sometimes no emojis. Sometimes she's got one little finger over her nipples,
she's making
or she's got her ass
that.
In the air. Yeah, that's you know, you're leaving money on the table, as they say. Am I using that right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
money left on the table. $100 million, and you think when you read if Britney Spears did an OnlyFans, she could make this much money. You think that means Britney would have to decide to do pornography? No, she wouldn't, because look at the top earners, and those top earners, a lot of them are non porn.
I'm looking at her
bad baby
Instagram
when
now.
She started.
She's
like, wasn't posting like anything.
She never posted
overtly
nudity.
Sexual. It was, you know,
she posts like in a bra,
skimpy photos,
skimpy.
Or whatever.
It was all skimpy. Honestly, it was stuff that you expect a lot of, I shouldn't say expect, but a lot of girls her age are already posting on
sure.
Instagram.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot less than what Britney's posting.
Yeah, and it's a lot less than what a lot of
if
women post on Twitter.
Did that on OnlyFans? You're leaving money on the table.
$100 million. While insiders say the baby One More Time crooner, they call her, has no interest in joining OnlyFans due to its
crooner?
Association with porn stars. I know. She might reconsider once she realizes how much money she could make. And this woman says, according to all the statistics I've examined, my prediction for her earnings would be that in the first month that it would launch, there'd be a massive influx.
I'm looking at her Instagram for the first time in a year. She's real hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's crazy.
Her earnings could range anywhere from $13 million to $18 million in the first month.
Oh, easy.
This is according to her stat. You said that Bad Baby was $50 million in a month?
And she posted her earnings receipt.
I remember a million in
like
a day,
she posted,
right?
She posted, like, the email, like, whatever, the receipt of what she made, and it was $50
million. Who's the girl that was on The
and
View?
And it was in, like, a week or a month.
There's, like, maybe a Disney star or something. She was on The View, and she did talk shows. She's an actress, and she started an OnlyFans.
I'm
it was no nudity, and she made $1 million in a day, right? And people got mad at her. These adult content creators got mad at her because they said, oh, she's just using her celebrity and she's not even doing adult content, right? She was the first one.
Okay.
And then, so I'm just saying, so I remember that being a big story.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
know. People,
Twitch will know.
People are mad. Barbara Walters, that's it. But it was $1 million in a day. And I know that Bad Baby broke whatever records that girl had set.
Let me look up and see what she says. I know she was like $50 million.
$100 million.
Bad Baby, $50 million. Bad Baby, here's the proof. I made $50 million on OnlyFans. So she posted the receipts, and it was $50 million.
Yeah, that's life changing. Okay, so here's a question: Would you
Britney
guys?
Britney Spears is real hot.
Would you have paid to see Britney Spears on OnlyFans if she hadn't put all this stuff on Instagram?
I'm more likely to do it now.
Well, really, because you've seen the stuff on
because
Instagram.
Because I know, I'm like, all right, if she's doing this on Instagram, what's the OnlyFans going to... Let's go, I'll throw $4 that way just to see what happens.
Right. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, look, we'll get her to do it, but she has to get this many subscribers first. We don't know what kind of content she's going to create, but we have to get 100,000 people to sign up or she's not going to start it.
Oh, she
well,
wouldn't even have to do that.
I'm just using this as a hypothetical. Then I would sign up right now without knowing what it's going to be just to get her to join the platform. I'm in. I'm all in.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
How about them Royals, huh?
Yeah, so what was the...
fire.
What was that first inning stat?
It was crazy. Bobby had 4 hits and 2 home runs today.
Well, didn't they score...
No, I think 9 runs in the first
inning. Okay, I was going to say eight. 8 or 9 runs first inning. Not too
unbelievable.
Shabby.
Unbelievable.
Who's the best team in the, you know, division? Is it the Twins? Is it... The Tigers are pretty good, right?
They are, but right now the Royals are great.
There you go.
Royals won 13-3.
Told you to bet on the Royals.
13-3.
You never listen to me. You never listen. You could be rich. Actually, that would have screwed up my betting strategy because any of those games where you win by 4 or more runs.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Lose all those.
They
Maybe
look really good.
The Royals are blowing out these
Euro
teams.
Euro called it.
He did.
He did. He said they'd be good this year.
They're 9-4, a half game back of the Guardians. The Tigers are 7-4. So
I still, when you say Guardians, I have to think...
Which one is it? I didn't want to ask because I know
it's the new
sports,
name.
But who the
it's
hell
not even
is
that
the Guardians?
New. It's not even that
Cleveland.
New anymore. It's Cleveland.
Oh, they changed. Yeah. Okay, got it.
I mean, they changed. How long ago did they change?
A couple years ago,
yeah,
I guess.
It
doesn't feel like that long ago,
like
but I don't know.
3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's still just one of those where you go, now when you say Commanders, people always say Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
But if they just say Commanders, I have to think about it.
They should
have
stuck with Washington football team.
I liked Washington.
Yeah, Washington
football team
was great.
Yeah, look, change.
Let me ask you this: if you're
sucks.
Somebody who was, and like I said, I didn't have, I don't live in Jackson County,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, if I would have had a chance, I would have voted for downtown baseball. That said, you know, I don't live in the community, so there's a part of me that was like, you know, let them decide, and also part of me that's like, hey, did you see all that stuff they're building in Kansas now? Like, they got approved for the Star Bonds. Did you guys see that?
You sent me a thing about it.
My God, man. Oh, you haven't seen it? It's unreal. It is. Let me see if I have
it.
I saw
they announced that Mattel.
Right.
Yeah,
but
we
this
talked
is
about
more
that.
Than that. This is.
I just saw it this week.
You can check it out. Destination KC. 180-acre entertainment development in Kansas. fully themed lakeside resort that contains a mix of hospitality, retail, and leisure activities. That includes the Mattel Adventure Park, but also like giant hotels, shopping, 180 acres, right? And then a Christmas village. Like, it's massive. Massive out there. 180 acres full of stuff to go do. Well, you know, I just saw that and I thought, well, probably could make a good play for the Royals. Yeah. Say, why don't you come out here? You know, we've got hotel room. We've got everything that you need. Come out here. All that. But that's different than what I was going to say. Because when I saw the people arguing about should the Royals move downtown or not, there's a lot of different reasons why they should move downtown. Like, you know, they'll close businesses or, right? People were mad. But all of them almost ended up at the end of it with these losers. They lose of the Royals team, right? Why are we going to give a team that's not very good money? A lot of social media posts ended with that, right? I mean, I think I read a lot of it. I think most people can agree with that. There was a lot.
I saw that probably every post, at least one person saying it.
Yeah, right? So there was a lot of that. These guys suck. These guys suck. Why are we going to give them money? We're losing his team in the last 20 years. I'm just curious, now that it looks like they're good, is that weird for you? Are you like, man, right. I talk so much smack
and then boom,
about them? Right. And then immediately they just rattle off like 8 games in a row. Well, I'm not saying they're going to be good at the end, but are you like, I want to post how much I like the Royals, but I can't.
Well, that too,
you see what
right?
I'm saying? Yeah. Right? Like, hey, go Royals. And then you're like, hey, but boy, I just talked so much smack on them 2 weeks ago. I don't know. Maybe you're like, hey, I'm still a fan of the team. I'm just not a fan of where they were going. But it does feel weird, right?
I'll bet there has been someone that went to tweet today or whenever and was going to say something like, "Ooh, no, I said all that stuff."
Yeah, I said they sucked or whatever. They've sucked forever, right? But
forgot about that. That whole thing of like the team sucking, you know.
That was never even, to me, that's not a debate. Like, that's not part of the debate of whether they should move downtown or not. Like, whatever.
Right, that's a totally different conversation.
Right.
About totally different things. I don't understand. But
right.
We'll see. I mean, do you think they're going to leave town altogether?
No. I mean, if I had to guess, like, I don't know. But if I had to guess, I think they'd go to Kansas.
Yeah.
I think they would. I mean, I don't see why they wouldn't.
I don't either.
Right? And
I mean, Kansas has got that gambling money.
Yep. And
they got Star Bonds.
Yep. And they've already proven. They did this whole 180-acre thing with Star Bonds. So they can just do it with Star Bonds.
And they haven't even touched the gambling money, as far as I can tell.
No. Then they have it in a coffer, right? So I think that, what is it? I don't know. I read it somewhere. $5 or $7 million a year they've been putting away that they can just give to the Royals if they come. So, yeah, I would think the Royals will be out there. I mean, I can't imagine that they wouldn't.
Unless they're just so stuck on being downtown. I can't imagine, though. I think they probably just want out of where
they
are.
Well, he wants downtown baseball, right? I mean, that's Sherman's kind of
like. That's what he says. But then if you've got someone else saying, yeah, but what about suburban baseball that's nice?
Yeah, but
that there's stuff around it.
Yeah,
right. And we'll pay for it. And you know what I mean?
Right.
That, to me, seems like it can change the conversation quickly.
And is it like, well, you know, do you look at it like, well, okay. I mean, it is suburban baseball, but is it? You know, now with all that stuff going in and around and everything else, it's
starting
to
become a downtown.
It is starting to become. You put the Royals down there, all of a sudden, you know, your KCK. Is it downtown baseball? There's housing around there. There's businesses
just
around
there.
Just
a new downtown. Right. You're right.
Yeah. Are you part of building a new downtown? I think he would be open
Has
to
he
that
said
idea.
Anything?
All that I know for
just
his wife or whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. His wife said we're done with
Jackson
County. That was
the most out of touch thing I've ever seen in my
I'm
life.
I'm like, that goes like right along with what people were just talking about. But I'm sure that someone probably wasn't. Telling her to do that.
I'm sure he would want. You know, I would think. What I do know is they said they're not playing at the K in 2030.
They've always said that.
Right. We're not doing that.
They said that before the vote. So,
yeah.
Well, we'll see. See what happens. Meanwhile, did you guys know Denise Richards has an OnlyFans?
No, but I would pay for that.
Yeah.
Doesn't she, like, have one?
With her daughter,
with her
right?
Daughter,
doesn't that seem right? That's what I was thinking as I was reading this.
I do remember that. I would really pay for
that. We talked about it. $22
a month.
Which I.
Well, you guys chip in with me and we can share this account.
Yes.
Okay.
It's only $2 more than Bally Sports.
That's right. That's right.
And I'm going to use it a lot more.
A lot more.
A lot more. All right. Are we done?
We're done.
All right. Britney Spears, good show. Stay positive, kids. The Church of Laszlo.